Okay, I just want to speak to you as facilitators for a moment. You have now facilitated the sessions of this module and had discussions at regular intervals about what biblical church is, especially looking at form and function and which forms we need to facilitate the biblical functions. But what I want you to do is, if you have time, to give homework to the students. You'll note that in your notes, there's a whole list of different descriptions of a biblical church, different metaphors that are used for a biblical church, like the bride, the church as the bride and Christ as the bridegroom, the church as the body and Christ as the head, the church as the building and Christ as the cornerstone, and many other different ones. So what one thing that I want you to do, the first exercise, is give the students those scriptures. Give them just a list of scriptures. Not explaining them and so on. Just give them the list of scriptures and tell them to go and read the scriptures and to list the different metaphors of the church that they find in there. And then once they've listed those metaphors, the second piece of homework is take one of those metaphors and express that metaphor in a creative way that'll be memorable to you. Maybe through pictures, maybe through art, maybe through a story or something. But let them think of some creative way to express that metaphor, remembering that metaphors are useful, but they're limited. They're very useful to us, and God uses them often in the Bible because God is trying to explain spiritual realities to us who cannot see spiritual things with our natural eyes, and He has to translate it to physical equivalents. So metaphors are often used, you know, like the word is like seed that is sown, etc. The kingdom is like leaven that spreads. The church is like a bride. So metaphors are used, but metaphors are also limited because metaphors can only describe a certain aspect. Like one of the metaphors is that God is a father. He's a father God. Now, if you take that metaphor too far, you're going to say, okay, well, if God is a father God and he has a son, then there must be a mother God that he's married to. But that would be taking the metaphor too far. Okay, God is using language that is familiar to us, physical, observable language, to describe himself, but we cannot take that metaphor too far. Now, the same goes, of course, for the metaphors around the church. But have the students look at those metaphors, list them, and then choose one and express it in a creative way as part of your homework. And any other discussions that you feel are necessary to round off this module and to set the stage for the next modules, which are the practical church planting modules, you're welcome to have those discussions. And we'll also give you some more information and ideas that you could use. Enjoy.